In silent procession, wearing red vestments, Pope Francis made his way down the nave of St. Peter's Basilica as the sun set over the dome on Friday evening. There, before the high altar, he lay prostrate in prayer in a sign of total abasement. This was the opening act of the Liturgy of Our Lord's Passion, the central commemoration Good Friday, the memorial of Christ's suffering and death for the salvation of mankind.
Passio Domini nostri Jesu Christi, secundum Ioannem.
The Holy Father stood as three deacons, two Franciscans and a Dominican chanted the account of the Passion according to St. John. As is tradition, the papal preacher, Capuchin Father Raniero Cantalamessa, delivered the Good Friday sermon.
Tutti hanno peccato e sono privi della gloria di Dio.
He began by describing the Easter Triduum as the high point of the current year of faith. Today, he said, we can make the most important decision in our lives, to believe that Jesus died for our sins and rose again for our justification. Unlike Adam and Eve, he added, we must not hide from the presence of God because of our sin. Instead, we must recognize our need to be justified, that we cannot justify ourselves.
Vengono effettuate oggi dai satelliti artificiali.
Father Cantalamessa continued that faith in the risen Christ, like satellite images and infrared photography, helps us see the world in a new light. And he spoke of the cross as a powerful tool for evangelization. Sometimes, he said, it separates unbelievers from believers, seen as madness by some and the ultimate symbol of love by others. But in a deeper sense, it unites all men because Christ died for everyone. Citing Kafka, Father Cantalamessa said, we must do everything to prevent the church from becoming a structure that impedes this gospel message with dividing walls, an excess of bureaucracy, the residue of past ceremonials, laws and disputes. Instead, the Franciscan friar concluded, like St. Francis of Assisi, we must have the courage to knock them down and return the building to its simplicity and linearity of its origins.
Ecclesiam crucis in quo salus mundi pepe.
Then, following the liturgy of the word in complete silence, two deacons carried the cross down the central nave as the congregation knelt before it in veneration. The cross was positioned before the main altar, an altar stripped of all ornament. There, after kneeling three times, Pope Francis approached, bowed three times in veneration, and kissed the crucified Lord's feet. As the Sistine Choir chanted Our Lord's reproaches, the people gathered in St. Peter's Basilica followed suit. To the solemn tones of the Stabat Mater, the veneration of the cross then came to an end. There was then the distribution of Holy Communion, and in the final act of the liturgy, the Blessed Eucharist was entombed in the altar of repose, where it will remain until Easter Eve. And in silence, St. Peter's Basilica emptied. I'm Emer McCarthy.